Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are on podcast 18 of season 2. Thank you so much for listening. We've been chatting about meal prepping and when things go wrong, filling up the positivity cup. And we've touched in the last little bit just about reading, filling up your brain, fixing, resetting things. So today's is wake up every single day. And it's not really so much a focus, but it's more of a slight rant, we'll call it. Start off the day always thinking it like you're not going to live another one. Enjoy today. Think of everything you can do. Think of all the positive things that we're going to get done today. Enjoy it. Live it to its full. Start by thinking of all the things that you want to achieve and not worry about yesterday or the next day. Just worry tomorrow. Just worry about today. When you sit down and think about everything you want to achieve in there, think of all the possibilities of amazing stuff, how you're going to achieve this, where in your brain do you want to connect and do more things today? Do you want to sit back and worry about things you can't control, or do you want to set up and get just exactly what you can control and think of all the positive things? So there's so much good stuff out there in the world. And what can you get done? One of the biggest things that successful people find is if they're worried about what other people are doing, they don't get anything done. You're worried about people, you're not getting it done. You're then stressed and you're worried about things that you can't control. It's one of the worst things to do. And when you do this, it just is a never-ending loop. When your brain is worried about other people, you're not focused on yourself. You're not as useful. You're not as successful. And it just creates a negativity loop for you. One of the things that I have found is sit down every start your week off and morning off and think of all the things you want to get done today. So for instance, mine, I have a list of all the things I need to get done, how I'm going to get them done. And then as you get ahead on it, it's amazing. If you fall a little behind, it just keeps you in line. If you're worried about what you have to do all day, however, it isn't as successful. So you want to make sure that when you're writing things down, putting them down, you want to keep yourself accountable so you get a little chip. Even if you don't get it all done, you do as much as you can work-wise. In life, how many people can you impact? It's not just about lists and things we get done at work. It's about how many people can you impact in a day. Sit down in the morning, think about it, have your coffee, disconnect from the world, and think about exactly what you can achieve today. One of the things that I have really helped and fixed in myself is when I start off my mornings, I think and I listen to some positivity. There's two different types of books I like to think of: growth books and then books that are just stories. The growth books kick my day off, and then as I'm working, I listen to more story books. I know it sounds childlike, but the ones that are stories and just listen and learn through my mental health, my professional books, all of those things in the mornings. It gives me something to do, gets my brain in the right mode for the rest of the day. I love to think about everything that you can do in a day. So one of the biggest things is the positivity impacts, like I touched on, the mental side of things, where if you're looking back at yourself from a few years ago worrying about that, or in the future, you're not going to be your best today. Think about everything you can do today. Think about all the things that you can achieve. And when you do that, you will become way, way happier with yourself. You'll also start thinking of all of the successful things that you can achieve, and you'll actually push yourself way more. Because if you sit back and worry about everything from the past or the future, you're actually wasting time. You only have so many hours in a day, so many minutes, so you have to make the most of it. When you have injuries, I've been fighting through tons of injuries. You have to do as much as you can to stay positive. You can't get down. If you're worried about why or this, things happen. Don't get beaten down. Just stay focused and think of all the things you can get done in a day. If you don't do that and you get down, you'll start wondering why things are happening, negativity, all of this stuff. You want to focus on what you can do today. Today is one of those days where you can take back your life. It's one of the days where you can look at all the positivity, start listening to things, listening to music, books, setting up yourself, do some meditating, release all of your bad towards other people, get rid of it, and focus on only the good stuff that you can control. So in saying that, the start of the whole process is sit down, think about very quickly what you're going to do today. What are you going to do positive? What are we going to do? Making lists and thinking about exactly what impacts I can make in my life. Which areas of my life do I want to start today by focusing on all the good, focusing on the moments, everything that I can control in my brain, and put it outwards so that I'm giving that positivity towards others. When people are giving negativity, you have to just shoo basically it off, ignore it. So remember, as you put these things down, negativity things will come. So you have to shoo it off, ignore it, and focus on exactly what your goals are for today. Make an impact with people. Set it up, start smaller, then grow it out. So today, what are we going to do? Is it going to be, I'm going to say 5 nice things to myself in the mirror, because that would be a great start if you do that. And then grow it outwards and say nice things. And when you feel something towards something, somebody, say it. Don't let it just go, because sometimes people need that and it's in your mind for a reason. So if something comes up that you want to say to somebody, say it, especially if it's positive. Negative stuff, ignore it, move on. Also, in closing, when you're on these positivity lines of growth, you will have negative thoughts. Ignore them, focus on the positive, and just ask yourself today, that is the goal. What are we going to do today positive? And 5 things to say to yourself that are positive to start off the day so that we can get that positivity towards other people. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.